Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Peter identified himself with three terms: apostle, elder, and eyewitness. In his first epistle, he told the churches in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." 1 Peter 5:1. All of these terms are significant in understanding the work of the apostle. In addition to the three terms I have mentioned, Peter would be a partaker of the glory that would be revealed. The word apostle comes from the Greek apostolos, which means one who is sent. Peter occupied that exalted office from the time the Lord began his personal ministry until the time of his death. There were times when he did not bring much honor to the office of an apostle. But when he finally realized the nature of his work, he became one of the great preachers of all time. He was prominent in every phase of the Lord's work so long as he lived. It is interesting that the apostles were just ordinary men like us. They were not super spiritual. They came from an undistinguished background and made grievous blunders in their personal lives. But through the influence of their Lord and ours, they have had an impact on our world which cannot be measured until the judgment. Their work in the kingdom of God continues to live 2,000 years after they went to meet their reward. These great men serve as examples for preachers and other church leaders in every generation. Peter served as an elder, although that really is all we know about that position. We are not told where he served or how long. He said he was a fellow elder, literally an elder along with other elders. Incidentally, if anyone doubts that Peter was married, this fact ought to strengthen that truth. An elder, according to the divine prescription, has to be a married man. 1 Timothy 3:2. Besides, the Apostle Peter had a mother-in-law, Matthew 8:14. It is not easy to have a mother-in-law without having a wife. Very seldom does a person go out and adopt a mother-in-law. Peter calls himself a witness of the sufferings of Christ. Peter was present on many occasions when the Jews and others attacked Christ for his preaching and for his righteous living. How much did Peter learn as he watched our Lord suffer for righteousness' sake? Frankly, I cannot tell you, but I know his faith was weak during the last few months of our Lord's earthly pilgrimage. When Peter was accused of being one of Christ's disciples, he vigorously denied it. Apparently, he did not want to go to the cross and die with Jesus, even though he had vowed he would do it. Not only was Peter a witness to our Lord's suffering, but he also was present when Jesus was transfigured. He writes of that incident in his second epistle. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." 2 Peter 1:16. It is significant that the word witness is martius, from which we get our English word martyr. Because of Peter's faithfulness and commitment, he had the promise of enjoying the blessings God had in store for his children. Peter said he was a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. The word partaker is koinonos and means sharer, partner, companion. It is one form of the word translated fellowship. Peter had been assured of the home which awaited him when his life journey was over. That same home has been prepared for all who believe in the gospel and obey it from the heart. We too shall be partakers of the glory that will be revealed or unveiled. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.